What up, you guys? Nate from Executive Fit, and today I want to go over a video that you saw, maybe you didn't see, I hope you saw it, about choosing the right weight. Now, I actually posted two videos kind of relating to using the right weight, but what I mean by that and the best way to choose the right weight is, take this for example. I have a lot of beginner clients who I'll say do 4 sets of 8 or 6 sets of 8, and they go to do 6 sets of 8 and they use a weight that is just way too light for doing a set of 8. Now, what I mean by that is, when I say do a set of 8 or do a set of 6 or do a set of 5 or do a set of 10, the weight that you use with that set should be challenging enough so that by the time you get towards the end of those reps, you are really struggling to squeeze out the last few reps. Now, of course, when you're fresh, you can get to 10 or you can get to 8, but by set 2, 3, 4, and so on, it gets more and more difficult towards the end of those reps to complete it. And that's the point. When you use a weight for a deadlift, let's say, we'll use the deadlift, and you're doing sets of 10, and you can do 10 deadlifts, and then you probably think to yourself, I could probably do 5 more. Those deadlifts are not super effective because you're not using the proper weight. You're not putting your body under the proper load to cause your body to send the signal to your brain, to your central nervous system, to build muscle. So what it really boils down to is using the proper weight. The way that you can do this as a beginner, because it's a little bit difficult to know what your strengths are, how strong you are, what weight you can use, is if instead of choosing, I'm gonna do bench press for 4 sets of 10 at 135, decide I'm gonna do bench press, I'm gonna use 135, and I'm gonna see what I can do. And if after the first set you hit 15 reps, maybe you're at a good weight to do sets of 12 to 15, let's say. Maybe even, we'll just say 15. If you end up doing 10 reps, and then let's say you wanted to do sets of 12 to 15, maybe you should drop the weight down. Now let's say you do bench press at 135, and on the first set you hit 8 reps, and you wanted to do sets of 12. Yeah, you probably should drop the weight down. Or rather, let's go the other way. If you're like, I'm gonna challenge myself on the bench press. Let's do 135 pounds, see what happens. You get down there, you do your first set, and you end up doing 5 reps. And you're like, well, I wanted to do sets of 10, I should probably drop the weight down. Or vice versa, going the other way. You get down there to do the bench press, 135, you end up doing 13 reps, and you're like, damn, I wanted to do sets of 6 to 8 reps. So now, if you were to just do sets of 6 to 8 with 135, it wouldn't be effective. You need more load on the body so that you can make those sets of 6 to 8 more effective. In that case, you didn't challenge yourself hard enough, you were stronger than you thought you were, so you can go up in weight and you can bench more weight. Same thing with every exercise that you do, you should decide this way what weight to use. If, this is a big if, nothing is written, you don't know your strengths, you don't know what you can lift or for how long you can lift that weight, and also if you have nothing written. So take this into account, implement it. It's definitely gonna be beneficial. A lot of women I see are using too lightweight. They really can lift a lot more, but they're afraid to because they don't wanna get bulkier or this or that. Same with some guys, if you don't know your strengths, well, most of the time with guys, it goes the other way. So kind of lose the ego and just like, if you can only bench 115 or 95 pounds, deal with it. You gotta start somewhere. I'm Nate from Executive Fit, and go kill it this week.